I go way, way back with coming up at 12 midnight tonight. Good guy Jim Conway's gonna spin some hits for you, baby. Bee Gees! The Bee Gees, by request, I've gotta get a message to you. This is Dave Records on KISN. We got the big show close coming up next.
Saturday, September 7th. Oldies Radio
44. Or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence.
This is not goodbye. It's just goodnight. End of the road for the Dave Records Stone Time Machine Show. Next week, we're going to put the spotlight on the fabulous 60s. This wasn't work. It was Mad Daddy Groovy Playtime, the hostess with the mostest, the request princess says night, night. Thank you, Uncle Brian, for that great remote down at Milwaukee Bowl. Thank you, Dirty Dave, for bringing all the oldies in. This broadcast originated from the Stone Cave, locking up the collection of 25,045 RPMs. The National Archives wants them, but they can't have them. We now return you.
97.1 Kissin' FM, coming up at 11, the rare stuff, an entire hour of incredible Beatle gems that you haven't heard before. Also, our Hall of Fame record tonight is Sgt. Pepper's. When you hear it, be caller number 97, courtesy of our great friends at Music Millennium, the best record store in this town. They gave us the anthology set, the videos, 8 volumes of the history of the Beatles. This thing's worth over $100. Caller number 97 is going to win when you hear Sgt. Pepper's.
Who will be Master Chef? Master Chef.
Or the Big Ford Store, Vancouver Ford, SR500 and Andreessen. See store for details.
Psychedelic 60s. Remember.
Caller number 97 is going to rip the stoner off good tonight. This is our Hall of Fame record. Oldies Radio 97.1 Kissin' FM. This is the last Beatles single, 1970.
The long and winding road.
The Beatles Spectacular.
Records at 11 o'clock on KISN. Thanks for listening to this show tonight. Oh, this is the hour. If you've got a tape recorder, I'd set it up because there's going to be some gems that you just haven't heard before by the Beatles. And we even have a rare recording of the Beatles live in Portland at the Coliseum in 65. And even a fan talks to us about the experience of being there in the Coliseum. She was 12 years old then, and she's, I hate to say this, but she's ready to turn 50 this year. Huh? Does that date us? And we've got Mr. Beatle in the studio. Tell us about this first rarity coming up here, Mr. Beatle.
This is something really incredible. This is a really rare look into the studio. Back when they were recording, I saw her standing there. You'll hear some breakdowns, some goofs and mistakes, and just check it out. It's incredible.
And how did you get this recording?
Dave, if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Good. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, she was just 17. You know what I'm...
Yeah, but I mean, it's too fast anyway.
Take 7.
And again. Sorry, you know.
Take 8.
I know, but just
go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Before they were the Beatles, they were the Quarrymen. We have an actual recording from one of their sessions. The song cost $20 to record, and you're going to hear it now on KISN.
KISN Radio.
Wow. The Quarrymen before the Beatles, and that'll be the day. What year was that, Mr. Beatle?
I believe that was 1958.
Okay, now we've got the original version of Love Me Do on turntable number 2 right now. Tell me about this song.
This is really incredible. It was only discovered in 1994. The released version had Ringo playing tambourine and a session drummer named Andy White playing drums. Ringo played on one version. This is actually recorded prior to that, and it actually has Pete Best on drums.
Wow, the original drummer of the Beatles.
That's right. It was recorded at their first test with George Martin in June of 62.
Here it is, the original Love Me Do on the Kissin' Time Machine. Version of Love Me Do by the Beatles on the Time Machine, KISN, in the studio tonight. We got Mr. Beatle. Now, Mr. Beatle, we got something really cool on a reel-to-reel. Uncle Brian, we got that all loaded up?
Yeah, got it all loaded up, Dave.
Okay, this is on a reel-to-reel recorder that we're going to play. The first concert at Shea Stadium, which was their first big arena concert, correctly, Mr. Beatle?
That's right.
And then what happened at that time? It was a series of events during that time when they played the Ed Sullivan Show and then the Shea Stadium Show.
Well, August of 65 was the beginning of their 65 American tour. Shea Stadium was the first concert of that tour. 1 week after the Shea Stadium Show, they played in Portland.
And we're going to have a cut from the Portland show coming
up. That's right. And just a little over a week later, they played in California where the famous story of the Beatles and Elvis meeting.
Right, in the Hollywood Hills, and we're gonna have a thing about that too. So let's play the cut from the Shea Stadium.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, honored by their country, decorated by their queen, and loved here in America, here are the Beatles.
Never seen so many flash bulbs popping at one time. 60,000 people on their feet and screaming. The Fab Four in tan jackets and black slacks. On second base, on stage, shaking hands with Ed Sullivan. The flashy scoreboard says, the Beatles, the Beatles, the Beatles. And that's what's on everybody's mind right now. That first chord is struck. The Fab Four are on stage. 60,000 people at Shea Stadium. A perfect night in New York City. This is it. The beginning of the Beatles' 1965 American tour.
Stand by on KISN. We're going to hear from a gal who was at the Portland Beatle concert next.
If you're ready to move up to a better career, tales.
We're so lucky to have Debbie Cameron of Portland to tell us about the day the Beatles played in the Glass Palace, August 1965. She was 12 years old at that time. Debbie, tell us about the day the Kissin' Good Guys stepped on stage to introduce the Fab Four.
Jim Meeker was the main. He was my favorite disc jockey at the time. There was also Sam Holman and James Bond, who were disc jockeys. When Jim Meeker came on, we knew it was time because he was the big disc jockey at Kissin' at the time. And he came on and he just said, now let me introduce to you the Beatles, and everybody just went nuts. It was crazy.
KISN.
Hello.
Your caller 97.
Yes. Yes, that's me.
You won a solid gold prize tonight from Music Millennium. You know Music Millennium, don't you?
Yes.
Ah, they're the greatest.
Yes.
They gave us an incredible history of the Beatles on video. This thing's worth over $100.
Woo! Yes, I've been trying all night. This is for my husband.
And you dig the Beatles? And your husband digs the Beatles?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Do we all dig the Beatles?
Yes. Yeah!
What's your name? Where are you calling from tonight?
My name is Terry Gallegos, and I'm calling from Vancouver, Washington.
All right, we love you, and thanks for winning and listening on Kissin'.
Thank you.
Another lucky winner.
Elvis Stoner always gives something good away in the 11 o'clock hour. When you hear the Beatles live at the Coliseum in Portland, I'm going to take five winners on the boss line, so be ready now. This was a song that Lennon and McCartney wrote when they were kids. We're recording.
Well, my baby said she's traveling on the one eye. Said she's traveling on the one eye.
Beatlemania lives at Oldies Radio, 97.1 Kissin' FM. This is Dave Recordstone. And here's a version of this song that I don't think you've heard before. On Kissin', we're playing the rare stuff by the Beatles on the Beatles Spectacular Show, Dave Records. Here's a song by the Fab Four that they recorded in 64, but they never released it. I don't think you've heard this one. Early Beatles, KISN, Dave Recordstone. You know what I got to give away? You know I always save the best for the 11 o'clock hour. For all of you that stay up with the Stoner, I got a classic Beatle poster that's coming off the wall here in the Stone Cave. And it's the poster from the Ed Sullivan Show. And it says, Ed Sullivan Show presents the premiere performance of the Beatles. February 9th, 1964, CBS Studios, New York City. That's where Letterman does his show today. And it's just incredible, this poster. All done in silver and black. When you hear the Beatle performance live in Portland, 1965. Right, Mr. Beatle?
That's right, Dave.
1965. You'll be caller number 25, and you're going to win this classic poster. It's coming off our wall. On to yours. Kissin', can you stump Mr. Beatle?
I sure hope I can. My question is, when did Ringo Starr join the band?
Ringo's first gig with the Beatles was August 18th, 1962, at the Cavern Club after only 2 hours of rehearsal.
What do you do during the day?
Yeah, baby.
He listens to the Beatle records, baby doll.
Oh, I'm stumped. Thank you.
KISN, $1 million weekend.
Hello, little girl.
KISN, this is Dave Recordstone. We have a couple of rare recordings of the Beatles when they appeared at the Coliseum in Portland in 1965. Tickets, I think, were $5.50, and they only appeared on that first concert tour for about 25 or 30 minutes in each city. Right, Mr. Beatle?
That's right.
Yeah, it's really, a lot of people thought they went for 45 minutes or an hour, but at every concert they just played 20, 25 minutes, and then they were gone, but the kids loved it. And we interviewed a gal that was at that show in Portland in 1965. We recorded it just a few days ago. Here's an excerpt. Debbie, in Portland, they did two shows at the Coliseum. What show did you go to?
It was about 8 o'clock till 9:30. We thought the Beatles would be there at 8 o'clock playing until 10, but they didn't come on until 9:30, and they played for probably 25 minutes at the most, and they were gone.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much indeed, Tom. Well, the next number that we'd like to sing now, next number we'd like to sing now is one which was our last record, and this one's called A Ticket to Ride.
Now that was was the cut that we did not have remastered. The next one we're going to play was remastered in digital. And first, let's hear from this Beatlemania fan. Debbie, any special moments that you can remember about that show that night in August?
During the concert, the most memorable things I can remember are, I thought it was pretty exciting when they sang A Hard Day's Night. Paul got down on his knees and the girls went crazy. I thought that was so cool. As they were getting ready to get off the stage, Becky and I kind of stormed down as far as we could to the stage area, but we didn't get far. I wrote in my own notes in my own diary that I was within 2 yards of Paul, and I saw his face, and he looked at me. Of course, he was my favorite. And as we were leaving, we caught the eye of a police officer that was down on the stage. He said he had touched Paul, and Becky and I both got his autograph because he actually said he touched Paul.
We'd like to do another number, because that's what we're here for. Our Paul fiddles with his amplifier. I hope you can hear me. I'd be awfully disappointed if you couldn't. We'd like to do another one from one of our LPs, albums, long players, records. Oh, yeah, okay. And it's called Babies in Black.
The Beatles live in Portland on KISN. This is the Beatles Spectacular, and here's a cut of this song I don't think you've heard before.
Take six.
One, two, three, four. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log, but when I get home to you, was in. I heard a funny chord. Funny?
I'm home.
Okay, not off. You didn't. Okay. One, two, three, four. It's been a hard day's night, and I'm right.
Man, I tell you, that is just so cool. Love those outtakes. On KISN, of course, the Fab Four. And in the studio, we've got Mr. Beatle. Now, during that whole time when they played Shea Stadium, Ed Sullivan, then they came to Portland, and then they went to Los Angeles. Is that how it happened?
That's right. And, of course, the big meeting between the big powers was the Beatles and Elvis Presley.
And that took place at Elvis's house in Hollywood Hills, right?
It was a place where Elvis was staying at the time in Bel Air, I believe.
And what happened that night?
Well, I guess they just kind of sat around. Elvis had a big old bass guitar he was messing around with and had the TV on, and there was a jukebox on. And one song in particular, they said he kept playing over and over all night.
And that was?
That was Mohair Sam by Charlie Rich.
Man, by Charlie Rich. And then they started playing it in the house.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to do something about that next, right here on the Kissin' Time Machine.
Here's another car buying tip from RG. Genuine California avocados. What will you cook up?
Paul McCartney talks about that famous night when the Beatles met the King of Rock and Roll in Los Angeles.
It was a great evening. I've heard since, you know, people sort of saying, oh, it was real weird and he was all drugged out and we were and it was crazy. It wasn't. It was a very sort of straight evening. We were major fans of Elvis. And we had a great evening. Just to set the record straight, he was really brilliant. He was the first guy I'd ever seen had a remote control on his television. That's how long ago it was. And he played Mohair Sam all evening on the jukebox because he was totally into that.
Blue is a hippie that's happening all over our town.
Yes, and now Ringo Starr talks about the very last performance the Beatles made and the last song ever.
The thing on the roof that always I feel let down about with the police, you know, because someone in the neighborhood called the police and the police came up and I was playing away and I said, oh, great. You know, I hope they drag me off. You know, I wanted the cops to drag me off, get off those drums, you know, because we were being filmed and it would have been really great.
But they didn't, of course. They just came bumbling in. You've got to turn that sound down.
You know, so could have been fabulous.
spectacular tonight. I want to thank Debbie Cameron of Portland, who was 12 years old when she saw the Beatles live. Thank you. Thank you, Debbie, for sharing the moment with us. Thank you, Mr. Beatle Marty McCray, who has a fantastic rock and roll band. And he's going to be appearing at Pub 181 on 184th and Division, Feb 15th and 16th. We're going to be there on the 15th. We hope you'll be there, too. Thank you so much, Marty and Dirty Dave and Uncle Brian and Trish. They put in, I don't know, countless numbers of hours putting these bits together, rounding up these rare recordings. It made the show, and it took a long time and a lot of prep. We really appreciate it, and I thank you so much for listening. Next Saturday night, pre-Valentine's show, lots of romantic hits and smooches and great gifts. Bye!